This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Confirmed coronavirus cases are going up in 80% of states in the United States. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
In data compiled by the COVID Tracking Project, all but 10 states are showing a rise in newly reported cases the past 2 weeks. Johns Hopkins University's numbers reveal the number of confirmed cases each day in the U.S. hit another all-time high, close to 51,000, nearly doubling the daily total over the past month. The president's calling the spikes flames that are being put out.
The crisis is being handled.
Opponent Joe Biden says the president's ignoring reality.
A month into this crisis, and that's still his best answer?
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Congressional leaders on Thursday received a briefing from intelligence experts on Russian bounties offered to the Taliban to kill Americans. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was briefed on assessments Russia offered bounties to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
I believe that the president is not close to tough enough on Vladimir Putin.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responded to the White House insistence President Trump wasn't briefed because the assessments weren't verified.
The White House put on a con that if you don't have 100% consensus on intelligence, that it shouldn't rise to a certain level.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says this was handled incredibly well.
We took this seriously. We handled it appropriately.
President Trump has called news reports a hoax. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Wall Street closed trading with all three major indices in positive territory. The Dow added 0.36%. The S&P rose by 0.45%, and the Nasdaq